what's going down. When worse come to worse, my people's come first. When worse come to worse, my people's come first. All right. Thank you, Mr. Martyr. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time for the worst. This, of course, our Tuesday night segment where we make fun of and complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we got good prizes tonight. We've got a pair of passes to see the Lego Batman movie. What? And also Lou Malnati's gift certificate. I've already seen the Lego Batman movie. No big deal. I have. There was a couple times in the movie. I don't want to disparage the movie because it's fine. I don't care. There were a couple times where I'm like, no one's going to know if I shut my eyes. Just take a quick nap. Like it's Will Arnett. There's a lot of great comedians in it, but you're also like, you know what's going to happen. It's a Lego movie. You know what's going to happen.
I can probably say this now. I think the statute of limitations is up, but I was doing Big Brothers for a while. A few years ago. And
you mean the statue can't talk about it?
Well, this is probably frowned upon among big brothers.
Oh, you're not supposed to big brother and tell?
Well, you know, we went to go see Frozen. Oh, okay. You know, that was a huge movie at one point. But I was working mornings. You know, I was getting up at 1 in the morning. You know, so I'm taking my guy to see Frozen. And, you know, as soon as the lights go down, you know... I'm out like a light, and I don't think you're supposed to be, you're supposed to be on duty, I think, but man, I slept through that whole 2-hour movie.
If he said anything, you just go, this is what Big Brothers do. They fall asleep in movies. That's what they do.
And it seemed like, you know, then it turned out to be, you know, this huge smash that everybody talks about. I'm like, yeah, I remember that day. I saw that. I think I kept my eyes open for about 20 seconds.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number tonight. We're playing the worst. In studio with us, comedian Mike Makings. What's up, Mike?
How we doing? How we doing?
Good to see you, buddy.
Good
it's
to
been
see
a while.
You, man. Yeah. Nice to be back.
Mike Makings, the original player for the worst. You're one of the first guys we ever had on the show.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
And
I think the first time you were ever on WGN, we did a little
That's
something
right.
together.
If you remember the April Fool's baseball Cubs thing, Mike was
involved. That was a nice broadcast.
Really was. The annals of the broadcast.
WGN history.
312-981-7200. We're playing, and there's a lot of anti-Valentine's Day in the air, you know, and
there
this
is.
Would be the time to do it. I'm already getting some texts in about some anti-Valentine's Day, anti-love the worst, and we'll get to that tonight.
Sure.
Kristen Lundberg's going to join us as well. She's looking for parking. So that's okay. That's the worst. Looking for parking
in this city.
All right. Why don't we start tonight like we start every night with Mr. Pete Zimmerman. What do you got, Pete?
This is kind of Valentine's Day related in that, you know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Balloons.
Just in general?
Yeah. They're terrible. They're wasteful.
They're wasteful.
They're bad for the environment. Nobody really wants them.
They feel bad for the... the minute you start playing with a balloon, you're like, there's something just... There's wrong. This is made wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, they resemble something else. I mean,
yeah.
I like weather balloons though. I'm a weather balloon guy.
You'll take a weather balloon, but
you've seen the when they hook up like camera to the weather balloon.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
I will say are we still in a helium shortage in this country? Has that gone away? It was a couple years back. My son had a fourth birthday or something, and I had to go. My job was to go to Party City,
yeah.
You know, and get like 12 balloons. And they had a big sign on the wall that was like due to the helium shortage. Like I was supposed to know, you know, you can only get this many balloons. I was like, wow, we're running out of helium, like the periodic element. We're running out of it in this country.
Oh my God!
Or at least commercialized.
That is shocking.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone could let me know if that's still a thing. If we're still rationing helium, I don't know if that is.
I've got so many questions now.
There could have been something happened in with the Trump administration that helium is back.
Yeah.
You know, it could be.
We're fracking for helium.
Yeah, right. All right, Mike. What do you got? First off, Mike Makings, a stand-up comedian. You can check him out at the Comedy Bar. He's performing all over town, but he's got his show Tuesdays at 8:00, the Tomato Throw Show. It's at the Comedy Bar here in River North, 500 North LaSalle, the old Michael Jordan's.
Yes, sir.
Tomato Throw Show, what is that?
It's a very fun show where we have 7 comics performing about 7 to 8 minutes of material each. And then everyone in the audience is given a tomato, and are encouraged to throw that tomato at any comedian that they don't like or find unfunny.
Is it a real tomato?
It's unfortunately not a real tomato. We wanted real tomatoes due to legal issues. We couldn't do that. So they're like little stress balls.
Dry cleaning issues?
Yeah, I mean, so if, you know, a guy in the back throws a tomato and it doesn't hit the stage but hits a girl sitting up front, we got a problem.
I'm glad you brought the lawyers in on this.
We had a big legal meeting to find out just how easily you could throw tomatoes at people, and apparently it's not that easy.
Not that easy.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got for the worst?
All right, well, this is more like me being the worst than a society one, but I think it still counts. Last year on Valentine's Day, a coworker of mine got a huge bouquet of flowers. Mm-hmm. I mean, roses, daisies, sunflowers.
Big time.
But she had just broken up with this guy a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I don't want these flowers.
So he was like, take me back.
He was trying to get her back.
So he went all out.
He bought this $100 worth of flowers. Massive bouquet.
Yeah.
I had just kind of started seeing this girl, but we were going out for Valentine's Day, and I hadn't gotten her anything. So I told my coworker, I'll give you $20 for that bouquet. And she said $30. I said, deal. And I walked into this girl's house that I was seeing with this massive, and she was... She was kind of surprised. It was a little too early, probably, for that many flowers. But I felt good about it.
That's a good one.
I gave her.
So you are the worst.
I am the worst.
Or the best. How did that relationship turn out? Are you still with her?
Absolutely not. No. But I did see pictures of her and the guy she's dating now on Facebook today. Okay, which is the worst when you.
Actually, there is one in here that says, 815's got the same concept. When your girlfriend breaks up with you, and 10 months later she posts on Facebook, happy 1-year anniversary to her. Like, oh, man. The timing doesn't work out in that one.
No, not so much.
Don't you got to hide that once you're broken up? Hide that person.
Yeah, when you hit the old unfollow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why are you still stalking on that?
Yeah, you should not follow your exes.
Come on, 815.
It's just
going to
hurt you. It hurts.
You know what's the worst? Following your exes.
Yeah.
That's the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to these texts and get to your calls. 312-981-7200, our anti-Valentine's Day. The worst! Here on The Download. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Playing the worst here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, comedian Mike Makings. And, of course, Pete Zimmerman. We're playing the worst for prizes. A pair of tickets to see Lego Batman movie at Arclight in Chicago or Glenview. And a Lou Malnati's gift certificate tonight. Let's get to some of these texts. 773 says, you know, it's the worst. Politicians or pundits, Republicans or Democrats, using the phrase the American people to prove their point. That's a good one. That is. When anyone says, but the American people, you're out.
Like you're in touch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on.
Who says the American people?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if you're a politician, you know that the nation's divided. When you say the American people... That's pretty, I don't know. There's something about it. You're like, you think you know everybody.
You don't know me.
708 stays with the politics. The worst is when I had a dream about a naked President Trump making a speech wearing just a red tie. I woke up sweaty and embarrassed.
Well, it's
just a dream.
Good thing that power tie goes below the belt line on Donald Trump, huh?
It's a long tie dream.
That's a long tie dream.
And 773 says, the worst is eating crow due to the greatness of Dougie McBuckets. All right. I made one joke that the guy's got to go. He has a good game. Everyone's like, well.
McDermott?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Eating crow.
Oh, you
on
got
one
me.
Game, he made a couple threes and he's a stud? No.
It was, you know, the Bulls, like, drafted up. They moved up to get
Dougie. To get McDermott, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they needed a shooter after losing Korver.
Also, Kyle Korver, what's with his teeth? That guy's got like the craziest teeth, like the whitest teeth. You ever see his teeth? Like,
yeah.
He's got a mouth guard that's white, so it throws you off a little bit. But then when he takes it out, you're also like, man, those are perfect. Like, those are beyond basketball teeth. Those are just perfect teeth.
The dental program in the NBA is stellar.
It really is.
Yeah.
He capped that stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Matt. Matt's on the line. Matt, what's the worst, Matt?
Hello, gentlemen. The worst is when you... leave your house keys in your car, go upstairs, realize you don't have your house keys, drop your car keys in front of your door, don't notice, go downstairs, realize you don't have your car keys, then you have to go back upstairs to get your car keys, to go downstairs to get your house keys to get into your apartment.
Logistics, the worst.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Matt, that's a lot, man.
Sounds like Matt might have a drinking problem.
Yeah, Matt. It feels like that is very unique. How often does that happen to you?
In the past 3 months, it has happened to me 4 times.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. What about, I mean, I'm confused. You don't have it all in the same ring?
No, I don't want the keys to pull out of the ignition or get bent, so I keep the keys on.
Oh, I see.
Go ahead and get yourself a key ring there, Matt.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of the concept of them, right? I mean, you put them all on one ring, so then you don't have to do exactly what you're talking about. But, all right. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah,
thanks.
But, no, if I do that and I lock the keys in the car, then I'm totally screwed.
Yeah. I never lock the keys in the car because, like, if I don't take the keys out, my car makes a noise. You know what I mean? Like, I think all cars do that now. Like, if I open my door and the key is in the ignition, it goes, bing, 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 bing.
I mean, I also got the button that locks the car, so I'm not going to lock the car unless I'm out of it with the button.
Yeah.
I don't manually press lock anymore.
Matt, I think the moral of the story is you got to get rid of that 1987 Dodge Colt.
That's also the worst is people that like do their car like 50 yards away from their car, you know, like open up their car. I hate that. Like you hear that thing and like, where is this guy?
I will say
30 yards away.
I will say this. This is one that I did the other day and I felt ashamed that I was parking the car in the Rush Street area. Right. And Rush Street's one of those areas like the Viagra Triangle area where it is like the best restaurants and the hoitiest and toitiest and also the skankiest place in the world. Like all in the same the same block. You know, you're like, you feel like you're going to get jumped, but you're also like, oh, there's one of the Chicago Bears. It's just like, you know, it's like that kind of thing. And I was parking the car and I was right on that edge, right? And I did the thing. I got out, you know, we're walking and I wasn't even paying attention, right? And I was like, I was about halfway past the car, like walking to the restaurant. I'm like, oh, did I lock it? Did I lock it? You know, so I did the bup, bup, and it went beep, beep. You know, it did the thing right in front of like, two people of color that were walking past the car. Like, I had a Larry David moment. I'm like, it wasn't for you. I didn't know. Like, it's classic. Like, I was just like, couldn't. I was part of the problem, not the solution.
Sure.
So,
Were you far enough away? Just pretend like it wasn't you at all.
Yeah, exactly. Just didn't turn around. Don't look back.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not look back. 312-981-7200. 312's got a good one. The worst is when parents give their kids names that no one can spell, like Haley, H-E-Y-L-E-I-G-H. Just spell it Haley or Haley. Or you know what? Just name her Sue. That sounds like a stand-up routine.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
I'm going to give them a pizza, and then they're going to find out George Carlin did that bit. That's usually, you know, you can never tell.
The new Bill
Burr
special.
There's no fact checker for the, no fact checker for the worst, but it is a good bit.
We had the other guy last week who said it's the worst when your parents name you Herman, so.
So maybe, that one was.
I mean, that you can spell that fine, but, you know, people just don't like it.
That was authentic. That one felt authentic. The Haley one feels a little bit more like I ripped this off from a Aziz Ansari bit, you know, or something like that.
Someone's scouring the Netflix specials.
Yeah.
Lifting bits for the worst.
773 says, at a job interview and the interviewer keeps making jokes about your name, my name is Lamont, and the guy asked if I was a big dummy in his best Red Fox voice. Again, I don't know if that's real. That doesn't seem real.
No.
Maybe it's Lamont. Maybe it's a Lamont.
A lot of issues with names.
Yeah, it's a name. I thought it was going to be an anti-love.
Yeah, and everyone just hates their names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
949, the worst is when you were so excited to play the worst last week but ended up too heartbroken because your boyfriend broke up with you and dropped you off by the tenth city developing on Lower Wacker. But at least he didn't do it on Valentine's Day. Again, I feel like this is just like now we're just making stuff up.
Well, yeah. That's a great place to get dropped off. What?
Yeah, I mean, what was the idea? Was the idea that he's like, hey, you know what? I don't want you in my life. Go live on Lower Wacker. He kicked you out? That's a weird place to drop off. There's not even a bus stop. I mean, I guess there's a rush hour bus stop down there. But
can you at least take me up the ramp on Randolph?
Have we not had enough of a relationship where you can put me on Upper Wacker? I don't even know you anymore.
Don't stick me on Lower Wacker.
How dare you?
The best breakup is all the way on Lower Wacker at the impound lot.
Yeah, the tow lot.
Yeah.
there's actual breakups that happen there.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, can I borrow your credit card?
Yeah, I've been there. That's not a good place to be.
No, it's not.
It's so funny. Whenever I get in an Uber and I say, can you take Lower Wacker? They're like, I don't know much about it down there. I'm like, it's one straight shot. And then I forget, unless it's not. You know, if you take a wrong left down there, I've been there. I've known that. I've sometimes tried to explore. Like, I'm like, what's this left turn doing? Next thing you know, I'm like, I think I'm in Indiana.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I did that after the Batmans came out that were shot down there. I'm like, I'm going to go take a cruise down there, see where this movie was shot at. And then,
the next thing you know, you got a boot on your car.
I got a boot on my car. I'm in Berwyn.
312-981-7200. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back. We'll continue to play the worst. We're getting some good stuff tonight. We got prizes, too. If you want to go see Lego Batman or get a free pizza, just complain about your day. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here, 720 WGN. We're playing the worst. Joining us now, stand-up comedian Kristen Lundberg. Good to see you, Kristen.
Yo, thank you.
We made it. You made it. That's a difficult we were actually just talking about Lower Wacker Tribe.
Struggle and strife. It's my life.
Kristen is a stand-up. She can be seen. She's actually going to be featuring for Patton Oswalt coming up at the Ohio Theater in February 23rd, I think it was.
24th.
Also, you're auditioning for Celebrity Judge on America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
You could be the new Nick Cannon. I heard he's leaving the show.
Yeah, he's leaving, and I'm not allowed to really talk about it, actually. Sorry.
That's all right.
NDA.
That's
all right.
Congratulations on that. Mike Makings as well is here. He hosts the Tomato Throw Show at the Comedy Bar here, 500 North LaSalle, old Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Which I won.
Kristen Lundberg is a winner of the Tomato Throw
there
Show.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Yeah. All right, 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff coming in, text and call, but why don't we start off with Mike. Mike, what do you got for the worst?
The worst, adults who still drink milk.
You know, I just started drinking milk.
Really? I mean, like, and I got no problem with cheese or even a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
But plain milk to me is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. It's more of a nurturing thing. It's like, that's what you get from your mother.
Yeah.
When you're a kid.
Yeah. It's very kid. Yeah.
It's a kid thing.
Yeah.
I'll
put milk in coffee and things like
sure.
that. I'll add milk
no,
to
yeah,
things,
yeah.
A full milk, glass milk, of milk? No.
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 I saw a guy one time, he was eating two hot dogs and a glass of milk, and I was absolutely disgusted.
Like the milk is going to help what's happening, or like...
A couple of hot dogs and a glass at 2%. Can there be a worse dinner? No. The worst.
At least make it whole.
The worst.
Man.
Yeah, at least make it whole milk.
Spend some money.
Ugh.
All right, Kristen, you ready to play? What do you got for the worst?
Well, right now I'm thinking, so I work at a bar downtown currently, and when people ask me for large ice cubes, specifically, and I'm like, dude, do you see a caveman back here chiseling a large ice cube for you?
The mixologists have ruined it for you, because there are places that have like, oh, these are the coolest ice cubes.
Yeah.
I wish I had one of those ice cubes.
Yes.
Seriously, yeah.
And it's like, no, it's a treat when you stumble upon it. You cannot request that.
You can't request it. Do you have any
I could give
flat?
You a bunch of ice cubes stuck together.
Yeah,
if
that
you
works.
Want, I can give you the whole dang tray.
I can give you the leftover bottom part of the bag you got from Jewel at 4th of July. That's what's
right.
in my freezer right now.
Yeah.
All stuck together.
Stuck
like
to the plastic.
Yeah. A sheet of windshield ice, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going here. Let's do some of the text. Let's get them in here. All right. 773, rooting for older acts against my kids' favorites on the Grammys. That's kind of a funny, I guess that's the worst. It's a funny bit.
It's very, yeah.
All right, here's going. 630, what's the worst when after, this I believe is the same person who is complaining. Okay. So let's get back to it.
Do we got
949? We have a lot of people coming in, but 949's mad.
Okay.
We heard her feelings.
Because she had the worst, saying that she got broken up last week. And dropped off on Lower Wacker Drive. And Mike and I said, that sounds fake. Like, you don't get dropped
off. I can describe
off.
Three instances where I've been dropped off that are worse than that.
So, okay, there you go. She says, what the heck? She says, what the heck, Justin? The worst is when everyone claims that your heartbreak isn't real and Lower Wacker can't be a reasonable place to be left out.
I don't think anyone said that her heartbreak's not real.
Right.
I mean, I think maybe she was upset and got out on her own volition on Lower Wacker and then realized maybe I shouldn't have gotten out here.
Yeah, right. Maybe there's maybe they sort of like stop the car.
Stop the car. I'm getting out.
Right. That could work. That's happened.
That's happened.
Yeah.
That would be real.
Yeah, all right. No one gets out on Lower Wacker if they can help it, man.
Yeah, right.
Not even mythical trolls. Like, no.
Like, I don't have a riddle for this situation down here. All right. 214 says the worst is gray back hair.
God.
My wife hates it.
Is it the worst for him or is it the worst for his wife?
I guess it's probably the worst because his wife doesn't like it. And he's like,
doesn't he?
You know, he's just like,
it's
tough to get
just for men back there, too.
Yeah.
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 It's tough. That's a good anti-Valentine's Day one.
That's a good one.
They should make just for men for leg hair and body hair.
Back hair.
That's good.
You know what's the worst? 630 says, when after dating for 5 years, getting married for 1 year, and after you help him pay off his debt, you know what's coming here. He falls out of love with you and wants a divorce, moves out, and leaves you with $100 in the bank. $100 in the bank.
$100.
That's the worst.
That's a very good
anti-Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you brought the house down with that
one. Jeez, I'm sad.
There's a lot that you can mine for comedy off of.
Did you find this guy off of Craigslist?
Yeah, it sounds like a scam.
Yes. Did you ever actually meet this person in person?
Got heavy in here.
That's terrible.
It did. That happens. That happens on the worst because people take the worst literally.
Yeah.
And they will get into spots where they're like, I'm about to die. And you're like, oh, that's terrible. You win a pizza? You get that sometimes. 773 says the worst is when a highway patrol cop follows you for 2 miles before pulling you over just for swerving a little. And then 2 minutes later, you're asked if you had anything to drink.
Okay.
I'm not sure why that has...
Why would you put up with a cop following you for 2 miles? I would change the lane.
Yeah. I turn onto a side street when a cop's behind me.
Right?
Yeah.
Immediately.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you're on a highway, you can't really get off. So, you know, I like to assert my dominance over cops.
So how's that working for you?
I mean, not great. But, you know, I'm like, oh, you want to follow me? I'm going to go in the other lane and, like, go slower or something. I don't like them behind
me. You want to control the situation.
Yeah, I want to control it.
Just put on the flashers and pull over to the shoulder.
I once got pulled over from the front.
What?
Yeah. Is that even possible? I didn't get a ticket. Because I don't think that's even a thing. But the police officer, it was on a highway, it was in Indiana.
Okay.
And he, through his, I guess it's just from his eyeball in it, thought I was going too fast because he had sped up to get away from me. And then I had caught up to him. And then he was like, so he did a little thing where he turned his cherries on and like kind of went backwards.
You.
And
unbelievable.
Cherries and berries.
There it is.
I one time... drove away from cops on bikes that tried to pull me over.
Really?
That's illegal.
Yeah, I know it was.
A strong move.
It was a strong move. I was delivering pizzas at the time, and I rolled through a stop sign, and they were like, hey, pull over.
Oh.
I was like, zoof, I'm out of here.
That is
funny. I evaded police. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it got dangerous up in here.
I could be a felon.
Well, they could have got your license plate number, but I guess
they
didn't want to go that far.
They're probably not. They're bike cops.
Yeah, but there's no cops.
I know.
Yeah, what are they going to... They have to have, like, either a wicked memory.
Yeah.
Or, like, a pen and paper.
Pen and paper.
Just to jot it down real quick.
That probably was the most action they saw in weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They finally got one.
They're still
law.
Talking about that.
Remember when that Toyota Tercel took off?
Or the guy named Red Isuzu Rodeo just bailed on us?
Yeah. You're a wanted man.
I am. Very dangerous.
630 says the worst is when family disagreements can only be settled by a death in the family.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's
true. That
wow,
is
wow, I would want to be in that family because I've had 6 deaths this past year and we still hate each other. I'm just waiting for the rest of them.
It is true, though. I mean, it's the wake and the funeral that brings you back together. Like, what were we fighting about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$45?
Yeah.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go, I guess. The worst, 815 says, getting called into work to cover a quote-unquote rush taking one delivery and then having to go home. The $4 I made didn't even cover gas.
I can side with that for sure. Yeah. I delivered pizzas for a long time.
Both of you guys got something in common here.
Yeah.
Did you evade any bike cops?
No, I evaded a ticket one time. I fought a parking ticket, but I wasn't actually delivering at the time, but I went and took pictures with the delivery sign on and stuff, and I was like, I was delivering.
Nice. We got a couple of outlaws in the studio tonight.
We're thieves.
We're thieves.
We're comics. We're terrible people.
Oh, we're just trying to get
Happy
by.
Happy Valentine's Day. 773 says, the worst is my girlfriend who sleeps with her socks on. Okay. That's the worst? Okay. Then you got a good...
If that's the worst thing about your girlfriend, you've got it made.
You got it made. 630 says the worst is when you're potty training.
Training someone else, or you personally are potty training?
That's the question.
I'm like, well, you know how to use a phone, so better get on that potty training
you
tip.
You sent a text.
Better get on that PP tip.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Donna. Donna, what's the worst, Donna?
The worst is when you plan a trip to Disney. Uh-huh. Get there and you're so excited. The first ride you want to go on to is a log ride, and the extended family and brothers and cousins figured it's a great time. Well, the first two people on the log ride are my brother-in-law and myself, and we happen to be the plus-size people in the family.
Okay.
And we're too heavy for the log to launch.
Oh, what? No!
No!
Oh, no.
That's because those Disney rides were made in the 60s, though. I mean, there's something about it that I know that from going there, like getting in that log or doing Splash Mountain or whatever it is. I'm always like, oh, this is tight, man.
This also Disneyland, California, and Florida, a lot of skinny people there.
I guess.
That's why they don't have a Midwest Disney, because no one can get on the rides here.
I feel like a log ride, though. Like, that just, I mean, come on. It's called the log ride.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you can't get on a log.
we were on it, and it clunked and went down, and the log next to us launched away, and they filled up the water again, and meanwhile, the line, you know how they swoop in the lines there, they're all starting to elbow and snicker and point, they fill us up with water and launch us again, and the car next to us takes off, and we clunk, clunk again.
Oh, no.
So the kid has to bring three people over to put their foot on the log and give us a shove down the thing.
Did you at least, did it work?
It finally worked, yeah.
After
three launches.
It did.
Silver lining, you probably went down that thing faster than anyone else, though, with all that weight.
Yeah.
Interestingly, my daughter was in the back. She was about 13 years old. She weighs about 95 pounds, and she was airborne on the way down.
Wow.
But it wasn't funny.
No,
not at the time. Not at the time. Time.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Donna.
The worst is the humiliation when people are pointing at you on the log.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're too fat.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Donna. That's a real one, man.
That's a real one.
Yeah, that sucks. And it sucks, too, because I know I'm not a plus-size person, but at the same time, as I got older, and I just did Disneyland like 2-3 years ago with my son, there were a lot of those rides where I'm like, oh, man, like getting in there, I was just like, geez. So I can understand, like, people, they're not built for a current American.
I'm a bigger fellow, and I got to tell you, I despise roller coasters.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. And I think being a bigger guy, you know, because you experience G-forces, so when you've got extra weight, it hurts. It hurts, Justin.
It hurts us, too. G-forces hurts. They hurt us, too.
They do? Little people like you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's take a break, and then I'll wrap up all the texts and the people that are calling in, and then we will give away prizes tonight. Mike Makings, Kristen Lundberg in studio. We're playing the worst here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. All right, we're playing the worst here. 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. We got a lot of texts to get through tonight, so let's get right to it. 773, the worst is getting blinded by the intense lighting in every store.
Okay.
I guess I don't really get blinded from the Target. Is that what they mean by Target?
I feel like that's something a vampire would say.
Comic Kristen Lundberg, Mike Makings in studio tonight. I forgot that part. Let's see. 773, the worst is feeling like you just ran a marathon after only 2 hours of shopping. 630, I'm a bigger guy too. I love roller coasters, except when my glasses get crushed by my butt. Okay, I don't know.
Why are you...
I think they're making a joke there. I'm some sort of joke. The worst is getting ignored by a completely unhelpful salesperson. Okay.
Wow.
The worst is battling that one girl for the last item of on sale in your size.
I went shopping for a long time today, and it was very stressful. But I'm not battling anybody in there.
Yeah,
you know. Except myself.
Except yourself.
I'm just like, get out of here. What? Why am I still here?
Ripping the garment with both hands. 630, I am potty trained, but my daughter is dragging it out.
Okay.
Finally getting into preschool has helped. Yes, potty training is this bad. It's the worst.
Sure.
It was way more fun making fun of him.
Yeah, right. 312, the worst is having a big head. Nothing fits. Okay.
Yeah. I have big hair, so it's kind of adds to the head.
Yeah. It's sort of like all of the, it's all one thing. It's connected.
Yeah.
630 says the worst is when a wife cheats while going through IVF, then wants the husband to pay for it after the breakup.
What's IVF?
Yeah.
In vitro, like the artificial insemination.
Oh, so she's trying to get pregnant?
She's trying to get pregnant, but the wife, that's a sound.
Cheated
fake.
While doing IVF.
Fake. Right? I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, that...
It just sounds like something that's just too dramatic.
It might not be fake, but that's, like... Yeah, that's too much drama for
me. That's not whimsical, the worst.
No.
Take it to Jerry Springer, man.
This is AM radio.
Come on. This is more our speed. The worst is t-shirts that look totally normal and plain until you spot the tiny embroidery that says something completely random.
I mean, that is a bit... That's very, very...
Specific.
The specificity.
708, the worst is head tattooing that's supposed to look like hair.
I've
never seen that either, but that's awesome.
It kind of sounds like the best. Yeah.
The problem is you'd have to tattoo a part, and then you, like a part in the hair, and then you'd never be able
you
to
never get
it.
To change your hair.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The worst is trying to figure out what people's tattoos mean. They never make sense, and they're never in English. I don't know about that.
Well, all right.
We're talking about that one
Japanese... People with tattoos do hate when you ask about them, though.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of to be expected when you get a tattoo that's in, like, a... Not in English. And
It's a party starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means internal peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
And you don't like it if it's not in English. All right, we're in Trump's America.
It means balance. Yeah. All right, thanks for that. Thanks for putting balance. On your bicep.
Right. Yeah.
773 says, juggling your groceries in your arms as you leave the store because you're too cheap to pay 7 cents for a bag, and you left your reusable bag in the car. So, man, that's true.
That's true.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The worst, let's see here. The worst is when people on motorbikes split the lanes and busy roads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. As we move down through, the worst is being out of wiper fluid. Okay. All right.
Ooh, that is bad.
That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But, yeah. I mean, I guess you could run out of it on surprise, but...
It's just bad when you're, like, heading west and the sun is setting and you got the dirty windshield and you can't see.
Yeah.
Very bad.
That's when you stick your head out the window. Pretend you're
Ace Ventura style.
847 says the worst is having a 5-year-old son who thinks it's funny to poop in public bathrooms. Okay.
to use a public bathroom and to poop. Well, and to poop in it.
At least he's using the bathroom.
I guess. Well, right. You know, I poop at work all the time, and I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah. So there you go.
So I'm like, if you're
a kid after your own heart.
If you're not getting paid to poop, what are you doing?
None of my bosses are listening, but sometimes I just pretend to poop just to sit down for 15 minutes.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
It's pretend poop.
Poop at work. Need a little break.
Work pretend poop's the worst.
Need to get off my feet here for a minute.
262 says the worst is when you get the same present for your wife as last year.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's a good place to end.
And you forget.
She'll notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. That's the worst tonight. Let's get some of these prizes out, and we will give some stuff away. We've got a pair of passes to see the Lego Batman movie at Arclight Cinemas in Chicago, or Glenview, the self-described leading man of the Lego Movie Ensemble stars in his own big screen adventure with Will Arnett as Lego Batman, saving Gotham from the Joker's hostile takeover. See it in cinemas now and get tickets at legobatman.com. And second and third place tonight are going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online. LouMalnati's.com. All right.
Wonderful.
So I think we've got it here. I just need to find them because we've got so many texts that came through today. While we do that, Mike Makings, tell people about where they can see you next, and I will look this stuff up. And then, Kristen, you tell us what you got coming up.
I'm actually going to be doing a fun little show called the Cupcake Comedy Cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
At the Gallery Cabaret.
Love that place.
I know you do. I've seen you perform there multiple times. Great little bar in Bucktown Thursday night. I will be there.
Okay. Yeah, and the host might dress up like an anime character. Just to warn you.
He usually does, but he will make you an origami dollar.
Yeah, he's good at that, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Kristen, what do you got coming up?
This Saturday at 8 o'clock, I'm doing the Laugh Factory.
All right,
that's
this Saturday,
Laugh Factory on Broadway. Yep.
All right,
that's always a good time.
All right, here we go. Let's get to it. We're going to give third place a Lou Malnati's gift certificate tonight. Is going to go to 949, who said the worst is when you're excited to play the worst but end up too heartbroken because your boyfriend broke up with you and dropped you off by the tenth city developing a lower whacker, but at least he didn't do it on Valentine's Day. We questioned the validity of this one.
We gave her a bit of a hard time.
And she responded back, and she seemed to be legit, so we're going to give her third place a pizza to drown her sorrows in cheese.
Maybe fill up that broken heart a little bit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right, so that is going to be third place. Second place, as I look for the text here, is the one we just read. So many are coming in here. It's kind of crazy. 773 says, second place is going to get you a pizza, juggling your groceries in your arms as you leave the stores because you're too cheap to pay 7 cents for a bag, and you left your reusable one in the car once again.
I've done that I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And first place tonight is going to get a pair of passes to see the Lego Batman movie at Arclight Cinemas in Chicago, and we're going to give that one to Donna! Talked about her harrowing experience on the log ride at a Disneyland or Disney World. I didn't catch which one it was, but it sounded awful. But at least she got a fast ride out of it.
Yeah.
And her 13-year-old daughter almost fell out of the log. So she's
going to
get first place.
Story to tell.
They did.
The largest splash mountain has ever seen.
There you go. Mike Makings, Kristen Lundberg, thanks so much for playing the worst this week. Go check them out at their respective shows coming up. We appreciate it, guys.